The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. Now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show. Apparently
yesterday and this week, there were a couple of shakers in California. Northern California got a few. I think Oakland got some shakers yesterday. They apparently have been up and down this fault line. People are very concerned. There's been a lot of talk about, are these little shakers going to trigger the big one? And we're next in line, and we've seen the big one happen. I mean, it was Colombia earlier this week, and it was Japan last week, and there's been a lot of these seven-pointers that have been hitting all over the place. Vanessa's convinced it's our turn next, and we talked about, do you have a plan? Are you prepared? Do you have, your go bag ready or your bucket of supplies in case you have to survive without power? Do you have your flashlight, your crank radio, all that crap? This person on the goat line has a plan that's very different than any other plan, and I think we should think about this.
Hey, you freaked me out even more about earthquakes than I've already been freaked out my whole life, but I have a plan. What you want to do on each nightstand is put a professional football helmet.
So this guy's plan is on both nightstands next to the bed, you have two NFL helmets ready to go. For you and your partner, so that if you wake up, I mean, the odds are it will probably happen middle of the night, just because, you know, that's spent a lot of time in bed, so you're in bed.
Like the core. So on my side, I have the Redskins. My wife's side, the Broncos. If you wake up in the middle of the night with an earthquake, you reach over, grab the helmet, strap it on, you protected the head, the neck. Now all you need is some shoes. Anything else, babe? Nope. She has nothing to add.
Well, clearly that guy's single. But regardless, it's an interesting plan that he puts a football helmet next to the bed, which looks like great decor. But if he needs to, he throws that on in case of an earthquake.
Well, why not go with like some sort of a construction hard hat or something with
that's
a built-in
cool.
flashlight, a face mask. You know?
Yeah, because it doesn't make as good a decor as clearly the fact that he's rocking a old school.
You know, we just put it under the bed, I guess.
Construction helmet will just look ridiculous.
Yeah, that was weak, man.
Yeah, all right. So this guy's got two football helmets on both nightstands.
I have more problems with the teams he chose.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Which one will God kill first?
Right. Also, I can imagine just trying to convince your wife to decorate with football helmets next to the bed would be very challenging.
Every girl is like, absolutely not. I'd rather die.
I would need to put a helmet on just to announce that to my wife.
But I do think that the football helmet would be the best option because it covers your ears and everything, too. The construction hat just goes right on top.
Right, but yeah.
So you'd have more protection, I think.
Yeah, and I guess that is the biggest concern. I always think about the eating concept. What am I going to possibly eat, and how long before we have to go full cannibalism?
I just assume that it's like all preparation, where even though I have a go bag sitting somewhere, what are the chances that I am going to be in that location, that go bag will be accessible to me? Will I even be home when this is happening? When these big earthquakes happen, how many people are really using those emergency supplies?
Well,
or are they just getting to a shelter, right? I mean, most people, they would go to a shelter or they would wait to be rescued.
That's probably your two, if it gets bad enough, because that's the
idea.
Like,
how often are these things being used in emergencies?
All I will say is that I did not realize that my go bag was my go bag, and I thought it was a backpack that my wife had purchased for my kids back to school this year. And because I hadn't seen it before and it was bright red, so I took all the stuff out that was in it, and it was a lot of that, you know, ready meal crap and everything. And I said, because, you know, she didn't have a new backpack for school, which apparently is a big deal because her last backpack had lice or whatever. So I gave her the go bag for the first day of school backpack. So now my stuff is just loose in the closet, all my emergency kit stuff.
So your kid's going to school with an emergency backpack?
Only day one that she's changed it out now.
Okay.
Apparently it was a big, it was not cool, I guess.
But I kind of feel like most kid backpacks would be perfect for an emergency situation.
Right.
I have a bag full of snacks on the ready for most things when you have kids, right? So that's pretty much a go bag.
Yeah, but you got to have the stuff that we don't think about. Like, I don't know why the whistle is so important, but apparently the whistle is huge.
Well, if you're trapped under rubble. But then again, you have to be able to reach the whistle, put the whistle on,
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Blow the whistle. Right. Blow it loud enough for somebody to hear. Like, think about the Titanic. How many people actually responded to a whistle?
Well, also at that point, you're
and
kind
at
of
access.
Screwed. It doesn't matter if you're sitting on a melting iceberg blowing a whistle, you're just going to blow on a whistle. It's what an annoying noise
right,
to hear.
Right, but
as you're
at the
dying.
End of Titanic, if she hadn't had that whistle, she'd be dead.
Can't you just do that? It's God's whistle right there.
Well, is that old man that can blow a really loud whistle? That you need that guy.
Like that. So anyway, if you're, I guess people now, I don't know why it feels, I know they say we're overdue for the big one. There's a lot of stories about it this week particularly. And then all the shakers yesterday, they're saying that there's some fault line that's like the hidden fault line. And everyone's all freaked out that California's going to break off and float into the ocean.
714, that'd be kind of nice, actually. 714 said all of these earthquakes have freaked me out so bad. I just spent $700 on a huge earthquake kit and supplies.
Yeah,
but then you also have to keep replacing the supplies because they have expiration dates.
Yeah, but you get like you get 10 good years out of them. And I feel like I know you.
Oh, you do?
I think you do. Yeah, a lot of it.
$700 sounds like so much. Are you going to lug that stuff around?
Yeah, what's in that?
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, that thing's probably enough to keep. Some of them will say things like I got one of those buckets one time that said it could keep me alive for a week, but it was only for two people. So sometimes you got to get enough supplies to keep, you know, six people alive.
At least
you
plan. Bucket?
Yeah, it was an earthquake bucket.
Oh, buckets are very valuable.
I know. And this
in
thing
the
was,
apocalypse, that'll be big currency.
But, you think you're not doing well now. Wait till after the big one. You got a bucket. You're living life.
So I found a $700 earthquake kit.
What's
contains
in it?
Emergency water pouches, a 3,600 calorie emergency food bar. Wow, that's not what. Oh, that's multiple bars. Sorry. Not just one of them, but
3,600 calories.
A water filter, a personal water filter. So you have to like pee and turn it into drinkable water.
That's not what that does.
A personal water filter?
It's not to pee and drink your own urine.
If you need to.
That's not what that's for,
yes,
you idiot.
Yes, it's to filter the water.
Not urine. It's not going to filter.
Eventually, if you have no other option.
No, Allie.
Why don't you just buy bottles of water?
There's emergency water pouches too, but when you run out, you got to clean your pee. Then you got emergency radio, of course.
How long are we surviving for? This is like zombie apocalypse stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, this isn't for decades of...
Allie, you got to read the instructions on this kit, because you're on the second item. You're already doing it wrong.
I don't even use my fridge filter anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, I use my pee.
Okay, great.
At home.
Also, what happens if you drop $700 on this, and then the big one happens, and you're not even home with your emergency
That's
kit?
That's what I'm saying, when are you available to use this and access it?
Right, so you got to wear it around all the time.
Work gloves? A paracord, safety goggles, duct tape, emergency signage, an emergency signal mirror.
It's all easy for us to joke about this now, but if, you know, when the big one happens, we all go, God damn, if only I had work gloves now, I could move this wire off of me
right.
or whatever.
And then half of this is useless. A comb? Who needs a comb? A washcloth? A toothbrush with a cap? I mean, stop. Half this stuff you don't need.
Well, that's true. Half of it you don't. But the stuff you need...
But they like to say it has 57 items in it or whatever, you know?
So, anyway, if anyone would like to use this man's method, he's got two football helmets next to his bed, ready for the big one, and ready for the NFL season, which is almost here, which is very exciting. We got to take a quick break. Caroline, quickly, though. Go ahead. You're on K-Rock. Hi.
Hi. Nice to talk to you guys.
Nice to talk to you. So, what's up?
So I have a to-go bag on my right next to my door. It has a radio. It has food for my cat. It has emergency clothes for us. And then I have a food container that is the stuff that you can buy on Amazon. I have one in my storage and I have one in the apartment.
When that stuff starts to expire, like, do you feel the need, like, if you go, all right, I've had this before, do you feast on the expired food before it goes bad, like, before you reload it, or is this your first one?
Well, these are the first ones, and actually these, when I bought it, it was meant to, it's those kinds of, the kind of stuff that is, like, dried, so it does last for about 25 years. It has that kind of, like, shelf storage.
Mm. Yeah, but I mean, let's be honest. If it's not that great tasting or it feels like a little expired,
I'd rather eat my family first.
Who are you going to complain to, right?
How are you going to clean your pee?
At least it's fresh. I like to go family at a table.
510 said, I work in San Leandro where the earthquake just hit yesterday. I was on the toilet, shook the hell out of me, and I just bought earthquake insurance that costs almost as much as my entire homeowner's policy.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing.
We got all that to look forward to.
Preparedness is overrated.
Let's get through the big one because Vanessa claims we're in the middle of, quote, dark days right now. So let's get through it as quickly as humanly possible. We'll be right back after this quick break with news and more after this.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and surfaces with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.